fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Focuses on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, promoting our schools, securing our future, thanks to our great supporters, CapEd Credit Union, for allowing us to be here. Thank you very much for listening to us. We're at Bora High School, home of the Lions. Principal Tim Stanley is with us, and we were just joking about our digital adventures in dealing with educating these, I guess they call them digital natives, these young people today. Nobody likes to be called kid.
It's changed entirely how kids get information.
Right. And how do you handle that?
Well, I think for a while in education we fought it.
Right.
But really we try to embrace it these days and try to have kids utilize those skills and their phones. And whether that's social medias or the apps they most often use, we try and integrate that into the classroom these days. And today when you see kids in the hall here, when they start coming through, you will see every kid with a phone.
See, this is what I love for people keeping score at home. We're in the hall, and this is where the action hangs out. You know, you got the cafeteria, you got this, you got that, but this is where everybody rolls, and we'll have that good natural sound, as they like to say.
Absolutely. They will definitely have some sound.
What are the teachers like here? Do you have is it like everywhere else, a lot of older teachers, younger teachers, a mix?
Well, you know, Bora is a great traditional high school, but we've really gone through a couple hiring cycles the last few years. And have a much younger staff. The universities these days are putting out some phenomenal teachers. So we really have a great mix of the new and the old can teach the new some things, and the new can certainly teach the old some things.
I'm with you, and that's the vibe that we keep hearing in education today, that you learn from the kids as much as the teachers teach the students. What's the vibe like here, considering in education today, we have so much going on. We just had a big election and everything else. Everybody's always looking for money, unless you win the lottery. What's the morale like?
Well, we have a real diverse student population and teaching population. So it's a great group of teachers and kids, but the kids treat each other very well. They embrace the diversity, and the teachers embrace the diversity, and I think the kids can sense that and really appreciate all the attention, all the help they get, regardless of socioeconomic status or
how. That comes with a lot of challenges, though, because you might have somebody with the latest Kindle than somebody with a pen and paper.
It comes with a massive amount of challenges. One of the things we're finding with kids and technology is in that hierarchy of things that I can spend money on, it seems as if that cell phone or that piece of technology is near the top. But we certainly also try to provide for those kids who may not have their own technology. We no longer have all the fixed standing computer labs. Everything's now mobile labs, and you'll see carts and mobile labs here in a little bit
now,
moving all over.
Mobile lab, what's that, like laptops on a cart or something?
They're all Google Chromebooks, and they're in carts, and they'll be moving all over the place. It's a way for us to have a little bit more mobility with it and to get technology where it needs to be, as opposed to having to bring kids or groups or those people to the technology.
Now, as far as the textbook situation, we've heard from a lot of schools that we've been to, and it's not talked about. And the reason why I say this is going to be our major push next year is to get more funding for textbooks. How are you as far as textbooks? Some schools have them. Some people have to check them out, just like you do library books.
We're really good on books, and we have a textbook room, and somebody works the textbook room and a nice organized hierarchy within the district of when we adopt texts and when we get them. So we have enough techs for everybody. I know there are schools in surrounding districts that don't have enough techs for kids.
Yeah, you have to check it out at night.
Yeah.
Like we had to do with the library books.
Sure. My daughter does her homework in high school math, and she doesn't have a book. She has a picture on her phone of the pages she needs that day, which works, too, in
works in technology. That Buck Rogers in our day.
Yeah, and I'm not sure with textbooks how many years we have left with textbooks before our books are all on our phones or on our personal devices.
Wow. What's your biggest accomplishment here?
Well, you know, I'm new here, so I've only been here a few months. But as far as accomplishments, I think just being part of this staff, it's a phenomenal staff, so that's really where we draw all our successes from. Just being able to embrace the staff and be part of the staff is great for me.
You know what I love about being here in my first 10 minutes? It reminds me of, you know, when you and I went to school.
It's traditional, old school. It smells like school when
yes.
we were in school. It looks like school. It will sound like. Now, today, when you see the hallway and see some things, it will look a little different.
Right.
But a lot of it will remind you of a traditional high school experience.
Right, because you see some of these schools today, the newer ones, and I get it. They're like malls, and we're not knocking them, but, you know, there's something about that what you know when you come into a school like Bora.
Absolutely, and we really try to celebrate our past, being a school as old as it is, and we it looks like a museum in places because we try to display some of those artifacts from the past and embrace that and embrace our alumni.
How many kids do you have here?
We are over 1,600, headed for 1,700.
And as far as the facility itself, what can it hold? Do you have any mobiles or portables or whatever?
We do have some portables. We are getting very full. There are some new neighborhoods that are being built now in our attendance area that will cause us to look at space and some of those things for the future. But, you know, the growth has picked back up, and some of it is in this area in South Boise, so... you'll see some full hallways today.
That's great. A good problem to have. We appreciate it. Thank you for having us here.
You bet. Thanks for being here.
And it's at Bora High?
Yep, at Bora High.
Your Twitter?
Yep.
All right, and you're on Facebook because I've linked you 27 times already. So.
Okay, thank you.
Tim Stanley, our principal here at Bora High School. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. And, you know, here one thing that we love about going to schools is giving you the opportunity to see these things. And whether it's our pictures, whether our videos that we'll be having from Bora High School today, gives you an inside look. And as Principal Stanley just said, and this is how it wraps around with politics, here you have the neighborhoods beginning to grow again. And with that means strain on these additional structures. 1,600 students at Bora High School, diverse backgrounds, and they have to, you know, they have to graduate. They have to be educated. And then it plays into, well, do you need more money? I know a lot of folks, a lot of patriots, believe that we spend too much money on the schools. So we just give you the information and let you decide. But really, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, I just take a look at this and think, what a marvelous facility. And again, I wish the politicians, I hope, and young Jacob, take these notes down right now vigorously as you do each and every morning. Yes, thank you very much. I would hope that the new state school superintendent, Sherry Ibarra, would in fact take a tour. Now, she's going to say, well, Kevin Miller, I'm an educator. Kevin Miller, I've been educated. I've been to schools. That's why people elected me. And remember when State School Superintendent Tom Luna was doing his thing, I urged him to go to schools. I think that everyone, and maybe, I don't know, why not? What else do we have to do? Maybe we start a program where we urge our legislators, our state representatives, our state senators to adopt a school. And we're not talking about doing it for financial motivations. We're talking about it for informational motivations. Because when you go into a school, and you see things, you'll get a different perspective than just looking at a budget on a paper. Anyway, that's one thing going on at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. The president, as Dave Burnett said earlier, did respond to the growing movement against him. If you missed it, Here is what the president had to say.
Today I had a chance to speak with John Boehner and congratulated Mitch McConnell on becoming the next Senate Majority Leader. And I told them both that I look forward to finishing up this Congress's business and then working together for the next 2 years to advance America's business. Still, as president, I have a unique responsibility to try and make this town work. So to everyone who voted, I want you to know that I hear you. To the two-thirds of voters who chose not to participate in the process yesterday,
oh boy.
I hear you too.
Oh boy, the disenfranchised and everything else. Don't you love spoil sports? Don't you love people that just sit back and go, well, na-na-na-na-na-na. And if you are one of those folks that wanted to do a victory lap, I have a friend of mine, his name's Buddy in Chicago. In fact, Buddy, and don't tell anybody at 580KIDO, many years ago, well, I was still a lot older than young Jacob next to me here, many years ago said, I'm going to make you a fortune. And I said, really? He goes, I don't believe you're as conservative as you said. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, there's an opening for a liberal such and such. You're my guy. We're going to back you. I have the financial backing. I've been in radio for over 30 plus years. I think you do a great job. I think you could be the liberal voice. We will clear you in 5 major markets and we will roll you out nationally. What do you say? How much are you convinced of your convictions? And I said, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm a conservative. I believe in America. And I'm not going to do it. And really, that's the principles that were shown yesterday or 2 days ago with the election. People said, I'm tired of the health care. I'm tired of the lack of jobs. I'm tired of my kid having student loan debts. I'm tired of earning a paycheck and then going to have to work another job so I can just live. And this has been going on under Republicans and Democrats. Now, the issue here is, does the expansion of government actually help? Now, what's going to create jobs? We'll talk a little bit about that next. But watching the post-game analysis, well, the president needs to work with someone. Now, whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, here's my issue. If the president wasn't going to work with the Democrats when he had both houses or when he had just one house and the White House, what makes you think that anything's going to get done? And those of you, whether you went to Bora High, whether you're a Bora Lion or not, know that the Founding Fathers designed our system that nothing gets done. I mean, do we really want more taxes? Do we really want a lesser standard of living? And whether it's Chris Christie, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's young Jacob one day, who's opining about his quality time with me at 580KIDO, who is talking to you? That's going to be the big issue. There are other things that are going on, but restoring that American standard of living, the same standard of living that these kids today personify when they come into school and they have their dreams. There's nothing more tragic than a child's lost dreams. And every day in America, everyone should have that opportunity to succeed. Are any of the folks in Washington hearing you? 580-5436, 580-KIDO, 618 from Bora High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Let's get you to work.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Bora High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
6:24, Kevin Miller in the morning, young Jacob by my side, Ray Amaya at the broadcast center. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and we already have several students coming in at Bora High School. We're right here outside the principal's office. Once again, proudly promoting our schools, do want to thank our friends at the Boise School District and CapEd Credit Union for believing in education here in the state. Speaking of education, what do we always hear? Nobody votes. Nobody votes. Once again, you heard the president. You're right, Sweet William. You heard the president say moments ago, No worries. No worries indeed. Two-thirds of Americans didn't vote. Well, despite the little slip-up in Canyon County. Uh-oh! Well, you know, that's what happens, I guess, when you have new technology. You have to make sure it works before you use it. But how many people do you think voted in Ada County? 20%? 30%? 50%? Nope. 62% voted in Ada County. That's up from 61% in 2010. Pretty big. Now, you would think that folks in Ada County, and it's interesting that when you have the battle of Ada County Republicans and Democrats, you have Mr. Blukoff beating Governor Otter 51-42. Last time around, the governor won Ada County by 17,000 votes, and then it goes back and forth, back and forth. Secretary of State race, you've got Lawrence Denny getting 43%, Holly Woodings receiving 56%, and it's interesting, I saw a news story, the future looks bright for her. Really? How come when we take a look at somebody specifically by youth or by gender, the future looks bright for them? Well, no, they lost. Does the future look bright for Jana Jones? I hope so. But it's just interesting how the media picks their winners and losers. So big ups to people that voted and made a difference. By the way, we are talking about, where do we go from here? Real life solutions. And in the coming year, we're going to be looking at the textbook issue. That will be one thing. Number one. Number two, what do schools always talk about? And if you're a child of the 70s, no, that was smoke on the water in the smoking rooms. Okay, let me get this straight. If you're a child of the 80s, you remember, what was it, Ruby Tuesdays, The Breakfast Club, the Rocky movies, Top Gun. Top Gun. Great cultural moments in American educational history, the 80s, you remember the great campaign of First Lady at the time, Nancy Reagan, say no to drugs. In schools today, they still say no to drugs, and they should. You have the Idaho Meth Project, First Lady Lori Otter doing a terrific job there. And then you have the case, the crazy case of Oregon, where voters there have legalized the use of marijuana. Now you can't sell it, but you can grow it for your own use. Now you have Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, I believe, are the only states that have legal marijuana, and I'm sure someone who's a pro-pot advocate will correct me on this. Now, never mind that there's a federal law against it. Holy civics lessons, Batman. But the health issues. I just find it interesting that here we tell kids, don't do drugs, don't do this, and then we have a state that has legalized it. Now, the ISP has told several folks that they believe, because of the issue of legalization of marijuana in Oregon, that it's going to lead to more problems here in Idaho, more problems on the road, more problems with treatment. And when you debate whether it's the libertarian vibes down with government, pro-pot, or when you take a look at the pro-marijuana activists, they can't answer that. All they can do is bash alcohol. And I would hope that we in Idaho keep our standards and go back to the standards that are in the school systems, keeping kids straight, keeping kids clean, keeping kids ready to go. Now, the medicinal purposes, that can be debated. Of course, you have to have the strict standards or you turn into the state of California. One thing I do want to remind you about, coming up November 17th through the 22nd, I believe, or is it the 23rd, we will be living once again at the Walmart right there on Garrity and Franklin in Nampa. That's right, living. Our friends at Nelson RVs providing us with a nice RV. And I like when everybody says, well, how tough is it, Kevin Miller? You get to live in an RV. Hey, you're away from your home. And what we do twice a year, we try and raise funds, raise awareness to our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission. And you think about what you're thankful for, whether you're working five jobs, whether you have a home, whether you're just going to be over somebody's house as an invited guest. It's that warm meal, that nice turkey. So we've introduced the Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge, where we would like people to stop by and donate a turkey. You'll see me. In fact, you've seen the video at 580kido.com at me dressed up as a turkey, just to underline this. And again, we urge you to donate a turkey. Turkeys don't really cost much, lots of great deals, and we will be living out there. If you're ever saying, hey, Kevin, I want to go hang out, hey, Kevin, I want to do this, that is a good place to go and share some quality time with us. That'll be November 17th through the 22nd. Huge ups to our friends at Team Mazda and Team Subaru in Nampa, in Caldwell, right there on the boulevard. Why? Because they are funding our efforts to do this. Once again, you know, we have to, just like everybody else, we've got to pay the rent. And they said, look, Kevin, we love the community. We want to make sure that we're good partners. And, you know, they don't even want me talking about them. But they are one of the principal reasons, if not the biggest reason, why we can do this. So mark that on your calendar. Stop by and see us. And the great thing about it is, when I'm on location doing these things, the show never ends. Really, the show never ends, whether it's Liberal Steve, whether it's Tea Party Bob, whoever it may be, they swing in and have a good time. And it's really 24 hours of what we do weekdays here, 5 to 9. So that's Miller's Mission coming up at Walmart and Garrity, November 17th through the 22nd. We hope to see you there. And bring a turkey. Don't be one. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Borah High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO, 639. And students already coming into Borah High School with us now, musician, teacher, Rod Ray. Mr. Ray, thank you for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
So, is this normal, seeing all these kids here so early?
Yeah, we have 0 hour that starts at, 6:53. And so students show up for those 0 hour classes. I teach a 0 hour, so I'm going to have to head over there pretty quickly, too.
Okay. Keeping up with just everything going on in the world today is probably a challenge now more than ever with these kids as far as technology and the like.
Well, yeah, but they have their technology with them, and we incorporate it quite a bit in the classes as they're coming in, and that's part of what we do as educators.
What motivates you to teach?
I like young people. And that's why I went into this job. I like working with young people. It's a different thing every day, you know. You never know what's going to happen here. It's not like an office where you come in and lots of things are the same every day.
Is that what you say to people in the outside world, outside of education, when they ask you about trying to provoke, inform, teach 20 or 30 kids at a time for 40 or 50 minutes, 7 times a day?
Yeah, I tell them I like to teach. When people ask me, you know, what do? I say, I teach. And then they'll ask, what do you teach? I say, kids.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll say, what subject? And I'll say, thinking. And right. I teach English as the vehicle towards teaching them how to think.
Have we lost that in the age of the Twitter?
No, I don't think so. No, I think you can still engage kids in a much deeper discussion than Twitter. The Twitter is the place to start.
How do you motivate kids that don't see the value of school?
That's a good question, because I think sometimes they come from generations of people not seeing the value of schools, and it's really difficult to bring that in. So you have to make what you're doing relevant, which is what I try to do in my classes every day, especially in the senior English. We have them do relevant assignments. They write resumes, they fill out college applications, they write college application essays. We have them do things that apply to their lives right now.
At 580KIDO, some of us are very spoiled because we live in this part of Idaho as opposed to other parts in rural, where there maybe isn't as much infrastructure as we have here when it comes to education. Do you see yourself sometimes, when you're dealing with parents, as like an ambassador of education? Hey, your kid's smart enough, he applies himself, he could go places.
Oh, yeah, and not as much to the parents, sometimes to the kids. That's why we have every senior here register for college. We used to have the career counselor come in and talk about college, and now we just roll in the Chromebooks, and we have them register in the class for an Idaho school. And every year I have a kid come in and say, Mr. Ray, I got this letter from CWI or wherever saying I was accepted to college. I can go to college. And I said, yeah, you can go to college, and then they'll end up going.
What's that like when the light goes on? Because Well, let's just answer that one. What's that like here at 580KIDO?
Well, you know, as a teacher, a lot of times people say, you know, your job must be really rewarding. It's rewarding in little snippets here and there. Being a carpenter is really rewarding because you walk into an empty house, you finish it out, you can see that work. The work that I do doesn't manifest itself sometimes for a decade, but I get those emails once in a while from a student that I've had in the past, and they'll say, hey, I learned this in your class. Thanks a lot. And I print those off and put them in a folder, and on bad days I get them out and read them.
Empowering versus disappointment, because one of the big tragedies is when a kid wants to do something, maybe has the tools to do it, but doesn't have the support to make it happen.
Well, I think that's where a school like Bora and lots of schools, we provide that for them. We find the resources for them. I know of teachers here who have found kids jobs. I know our career counselor has gone beyond his job to get kids into schools and find what's good for them. And when he says college or career, he's not meaning just necessarily a four-year school. He's talking about what are you going to do after high school, and he'll facilitate getting them what they want to do, no matter what it is.
What's the secret of motivating the millennial generation, the largest cohort in American history? Teachers seem to be able, well, they have to survive, speak the language, more so than parents.
That can be, but I don't know that it's any different in this generation than ever. I think kids are pretty much this.
I mean, when you were going to school, the teacher was like, you do this, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I think the kids are the same. I think their world has changed.
Yeah, we used to fear the progress report. Now it's online.
Well, yeah, you can check it every day.
Yeah.
And the parents can check any time, and the teachers can see when the parents have checked.
I can
see when they've checked the grades.
Finally, for people, whether they're here at Bora or in Canyon County or listening across the country at 580kido.com, for you, being an educator, how has it changed your life?
You know, it keeps you young. It keeps you aware of what's going on in the world, and it keeps you, it makes you a better parent. I can tell you that. With my two children who are now through high school and in college, I knew what to do and what not to do because I could see from the kids coming through my class.
Mr. Ray, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Off to 0 hour. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Can we get enough of elections? How about a humorous look from last night's comedians?
Well, here's what everyone's talking about. The big news, of course, is the midterm elections. Last night, Republicans picked up a dozen seats in the House to give them their biggest majority since World War II. Or as they put it, time to party like it's 1939.
I'm so fancy. I wanna know what I'm talking about.
And if we have any Democrats in the audience, I'm sorry you're going to have to give up your seats.
That was good.
Republicans now have a majority in the Senate and the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years. I guess when it was all said and done, the Republicans just had the better lawn signs. That wasn't controversial.
I haven't seen the GOP get this many seats since Chris Christie made an airline reservation.
I'd say no humor in that one.
The new senator from Iowa, Jody Ernst, said that we're heading to Washington and we're going to make them squeal. I said to myself, lady, it's the United States Senate. It's not a bachelor party.
There were a number of pot-related items on state ballots. Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. voted to legalize recreational marijuana. Vice President Joe Biden celebrated quietly at home, contemplating the infinite nature of the universe. Imagine Washington, D.C. If you thought Congress didn't get a lot of work done before, just wait until they got legal pot.
You know what happened today? When is this going to stop? There was another fence jumper at the White House. Yeah, this time it was Obama trying to get out.
Here at 580KIDO, I think Letterman had the line that Democrats in the audience have to give up their seats. There you have it, Washington and other states legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. Nothing really to laugh about. But David Letterman talking about the president wanting to jump out of the White House fence as opposed to jumping in. I just missed Jay Leno. Anyway, more coming up from Bora High School. It is 647. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Live from Bora High School, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And we go back to this issue of Oregon and a few other states voting to legalize recreational marijuana. And one of the things that I don't really get, that's the start of 0 hour, folks, here at Bora High School. Time to get to class, everybody. But anyway, as I'm sitting here, I don't know how these states can continue to legalize things when it's in violation of federal law. I mean, do you have to go to a civics class to understand that? I mean, federal law supersedes everything. That's what we've found out about these same-sex marriage rulings, as what has happened in Missouri, where another one has been shot down by the federal courts. If federal law is truly supreme, and we have a lot of folks like our friends Tom Munns and Ron Paul Jim and others that argue the supremacy clause of the Constitution, and that's their right to do so here, then how can you have states legalizing illegal substances? That's one thing. Number two, I think the city of McCall has something really, really awesome going on. And, you know, I know we're not a democracy. And maybe you've read about democracies and republics, and you've wondered what the difference is between a democracy and a republic. Well, a democracy is everybody votes. Well, Kevin, everybody votes now. Yeah, but you want to raise taxes, you have to elect someone like Senator Risch. You want to pass a bond issue, you got to put it before the school board. A democracy, everybody votes. Now, I know what you're saying, Kevin. We only got 62% of people in Ada County to vote, which I think is great for midterm elections. It would have been nice if we were 80%, but I'll take 62 up from 61. But think about what happened in McCall. So in McCall, they wanted to raise the sales tax. That's right. Wanted to raise the sales tax, sales tax, sales tax. How about this? It failed by 7 votes. The people have spoken. So wouldn't it be cool? And this is kind of how politicians kind of skate around things, because they have time to do all the research, as if anybody read really the Obamacare mandates besides Steve Ackerman, the health exchange, the state or the federal besides Steve Ackerman and perhaps Tea Party Bob when he's not doing things Tea Party Bob does. But these folks are supposed to be our professional policymakers. Okay, we just voted. Do you think you're more qualified or they're more qualified? Now, I got to tell you, you don't have to live next door to the Sons of Anarchy or to the Wildlings or to anybody else to think, I don't know if I want them representing me, because they're kind of easily swayed, the whole mob rule thing. But I have to applaud what happened in McCall, where they were going to vote to increase the sales tax. Hello, everybody. Welcome to McCall. That'll be an extra sales tax with those skis, Timmy. But it got shot down. Wouldn't it be nice if we had more representative government, more democratization of the republic than what we had? So you could decide, right? So you could decide. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to the phones. We're joined now by Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter. Man of the world, Tom Munns.
God love you, brother.
Thank you for the nice note from Facebook the other day, Tom.
Well, you want, I would have put it up. I hope I made it public. If I didn't, I can. But you want some more democratization of the Republic. That was a great one, by the way. I was thinking of more socialization for totalitarianism. it seems like that's kind of where we're going right now, isn't it? And I love the fact that you understand jurisdiction enough to know that the federal government really didn't have the authority to be able to rule over the states, rendering their constitutions null and void. What are we going to do about this? We've already passed an election. We've got the same old for the next 2 years. And America thinks that somehow, because we've got a Republican sweep, somehow that our republic is saved. I want everybody to think about that for a minute and what that means. We've got a third-term governor now that's given us Obamacare, Common Core, supports free trade zones in the name of commerce.
And he won bigger. Hold on. He won bigger than he did the time before.
Hey, you know, I had a friend of mine from Washington that seems to carry a kip to watch Idaho politics pretty carefully and said that Otter won only by 16% of the vote. Or it only took 16% of Idaho to be able to vote for him again. Nice guy, but I'm telling you, the guy is completely detracted from his original foundation, and I think that his roots have been pulled. And I'm very disturbed about that. People in Idaho should be very, very disturbed about this. And they're going to begin to see the fact that there, as Carol Quigley said, you know, in Tragedy and Hope, that the fact that there really is no difference in political parties, because now that everything is so Republican and everything
right.
goes to hell.
Good point, Tom. Got to run. Good morning, Dave. Evan Miller with you here. More coming up from Bora High School, 580 KIDO. Good morning.